Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, June 2nd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this afternoon, performers have been revealed for the 78th Annual Tony Awards. The five shows nominated for Best Musical all have performances lined up, as do the four nominees for Best Musical Revival. In addition, the telecast will feature special performances from Just in Time, Real Women Have Curves, the original cast of Hamilton in celebration of its 10th anniversary, and Broadway Inspirational Voices, recipient of an honorary Tony in 2019. As previously announced, up for Best Musical are Buena Vista Social Club, Dead Outlaw, Death Becomes Her, Maybe Happy Ending, and Operation Mincemeat. And the nominees for Best Musical Revival are Floyd Collins, Gypsy, Pirates, The Penzance Musical, and Sunset Boulevard. Cynthia Erivo hosts the 78th Annual Tony Awards from Radio City Music Hall this Sunday, June 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS and streaming live on Paramount+. Buena Vista Social Club will be releasing its original Broadway cast recording this Friday, June 6th, on digital and streaming platforms. The jukebox musical is based on the making of the 1997 Grammy-winning album of the same name of Golden Age Afro-Cuban music. The show was nominated for 10 Tony Awards this year, including Best Musical. Physical CD copies of the album will drop on July 25th. A vinyl edition is also scheduled to be released later in 2025. Buena Vista Social Club continues its critically acclaimed run at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. It was a big night yesterday for Maybe Happy Ending at the Drama Desk Awards. In a ceremony hosted by Deborah Messing and Titus Burgess, the new musical paced the winners with six prizes, including Outstanding New Musical. Boop, which received the most nominations, won three. Also receiving three Drama Desks were hit plays Stranger Things, The First Shadow, and The Picture of Dorian Gray. Notably, the Drama Desks feature gender-neutral acting categories in which two separate winners are crowned for each. Featured performance in a musical had three winners this year, thanks to a tie splitting the vote. Purpose won Outstanding New Play, Eureka Day took home Outstanding Revival of a Play, and Outstanding Revival of a Musical went to Gypsy. For a full list of recipients, visit dramadeskaward.com/winners. And finally today, Broadway's Real Women Have Curves is kicking off a Fan Week celebration leading up to this weekend's Tony Awards, with special themed events scheduled for each evening. The fun begins tomorrow morning when the company performs on NBC's The Today Show during the 10 a.m. hour. After that night's performance, there will be free food giveaways from Siete Family Foods and buy one, get one free themed cocktails at Friedman's Restaurant, acceptable when you show your ticket stub for that evening. Wednesday night will conclude with a post-show speech and performance by the Grammy-winning co-composer Joy Huerta. Thursday marks the night of 200 dresses. The musical is teaming up with the nonprofit organization Bottomless Closet for a clothing drive. Audience members for that evening's performance are encouraged to bring clothes to donate in the lobby to help empower New York City women. Friday is the day the musical releases its original Broadway cast recording on streaming platforms. To celebrate, Huerta will return for another post-show performance, followed by a cast album listening party. Surprise gifts will punctuate the week on Saturday and Sunday as a small token of thanks to the show's audiences. Real Women Have Curves runs at the James Earl Jones Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.